Let's pray together. Holy Spirit, we welcome you now into our hearts and into our minds. I pray for peace in our hearts and minds this morning. Father, I pray that you would focus us on Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, focus us on Jesus this morning, I pray. Draw our attention, Lord. Father, I pray for a fresh wind of heaven. I pray for a burning fire of God. I pray for your anointing upon each and every one of us, Lord. Come and fall upon every home and every heart. In Jesus' name, I ask. Amen. Well, today is Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost comes from the Greek word meaning 50th. It refers to the Jewish festival celebrated on the 50th day after Passover, known as the Feast of Weeks. Pentecost in the New Testament is the day that the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples of Jesus in the upper room. Pentecost Sunday is when we, as Christians, celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're all familiar with the scripture in the book of Acts that Sue read, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples, the friends and followers of Jesus. There appeared fire and wind, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and with power. From that day onwards, the world began to change. From that day, the promise in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, was initiated when Jesus declared, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." The enemy has tried to stop the church for centuries. But the church keeps gaining momentum. It keeps growing. It keeps on revealing the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ to the world. It keeps on growing from glory to glory in the power of the Holy Spirit. It keeps on talking about Jesus and his love and his great plan of salvation for mankind. Followers and friends of Jesus keep telling others of the mystery of the cross and how they nailed Jesus to the cross and how he gave up his life for us. And in doing so, took all of our sin upon himself. Death could not hold him. On the third day, Jesus arose from the grave to give us victory over death, sin, and sickness. We are on the winning side. But wait, you say, wait a moment. How do I become a Christian? How do I become a follower of Jesus? I'm not sure that I am on the winning side, and I want to be on that winning side. Well, Romans chapter 9, verse 10 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, if you mean business with God today, then pray after me now. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. I repent and want to live for you from this day on. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for forgiving me of my sin today. Thank you for rising from the dead to give me victory over death, sin, and sickness. Today I confess you as Lord and believe that you are alive. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, then I would ask you to please tell the person that you're with right now. And if you're on your own, find a follower of Jesus this afternoon or tomorrow and tell them what you've done and ask them to help you to grow in your relationship with God. He has great plans for you. Congratulations and well done. God bless you. Followers of Jesus who are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, declare boldly the words of Paul in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Let us celebrate Pentecost today. Let us celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit today. Let us not believe the lie of the enemy, saying that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was only for that time and for the disciples only. Let's not believe the lie that we have to keep waiting for yet another tomorrow when the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon us. Let's celebrate the fact that we have received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He is in us. He has empowered us. He has given us gifts to make Jesus known and famous throughout all the world. Church, what are we waiting for? Be assured today that if you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you have the presence of God and His Holy Spirit dwelling within you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 reads, "In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise." Hallelujah. Be assured today that you have the power of the Holy Spirit living in your life. Galatians chapter 5, 22 reads, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control." When I look around my local church, Stroud Christian Fellowship, I see loads of people with the fruit of the Holy Spirit evident in their lives. I recognize the fingerprints of the Holy Spirit all over their lives. Be assured today that you have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. So today, let's celebrate the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 to 11. Speaks of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Look around the church and you will see these gifts in operation. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, the gift of healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of the spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Let us celebrate Pentecost on a daily basis, because we have the Holy Spirit living in us, powerfully flowing through us. We are empowered. What better way to celebrate but by building His church, by growing in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and by allowing the gifts of the Holy Spirit to flow through us, thereby touching and changing the lives around us. The Lord gave me a prophetic picture for us as a church. I feel that the Holy Spirit has given me this picture of the church, of those that build His church, you and I. The question He asked me was this: which do you identify yourself with? So He asks you the same question today. Which one of these do you identify yourself with? And I ask that we all participate, no bystanders. Decide in your heart in God, which one do you see yourself as? Firstly, a car, a boat, a plane, a train, a rocket. Which one are you? A car. I felt God saying this Are you parked off in the street collecting dust, and here in England, ice sometimes? You were designed to drive through the villages, the towns, and the motorways. You were designed to take passengers with you, take people with you on your journey. You were designed to feel the power of the engine accelerating you forward. God says to you today, arise and become all that he has intended you to become. Are you a boat? Are you snuggled up in the safety of the harbor wharf? God says, be released from that rope that ties you down. Sail the high seas. Feel the wind in your sails. Arise and be released today. Enter the deep waters of the Spirit of God and move on in him. Are you a train? I felt God say, why are you still in the station? The whistle has blown, the light has changed. You were created to carry many passengers with you. You're a leader. You were created to take many passengers with you. Today, I release power to flow through you to pursue the next station and station after that, and the following station and the next station, collecting passengers on your route. Go from place to place and build my church. Are you a plane? The wings are designed for you, are to take you high and to take you far. I empower you today to come and soar with me like an eagle. I will teach you and show you much, much more. Your flight in me is not yet over. There is much I will show you and teach you and lead you into. Are you perhaps a rocket? The word God gave me was innovative technology as I saw this picture of this rocket. Rockets break new ground. They discover new places and enter new spaces. I felt that business people, God is going to give you ideas, fresh ideas, innovative technology, fresh creative ideas to build his church. I feel God was also saying that many of the young people will be like rockets. You will explode forth and break new ground, exploring new things in God. I believe he is saying that the church will be known for its young people. Young people, hear the word of God to you today. The church will be known for the young people who are on fire for him and growing in capacity. Rise up, rockets of God. Rise up, rockets of God. Lead God's people. I'd like us all to respond to God now. We have heard what he has said to us individually, by his Spirit, in our hearts. So then I'd like to pray for each and every one of us. So let's pray. Open your heart as we pray. Lord, we want to be people who celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit daily in our lives. Help us to do this by allowing you to flow through our lives to touch others. May the fruit of the Spirit in our lives draw people closer to you. May the gifts of the Spirit flow powerfully in and through each one of us. I pray this day, Father, that you will empower us. I pray for an infilling of your Spirit. Come and fill us right now, I ask, in the name of Jesus. I encourage you right where you're sitting to receive the Holy Spirit right now. Receive more of him and his presence. Receive his power right now. You are in the comfort of your own home. You're in the privacy of your own home. Allow his presence to fill you. you begin to cry, then begin to cry. You begin to laugh, begin to laugh. You begin to speak in tongues in a foreign language, begin to speak in tongues. But let him flow through you. Let the river of God flow through you now in Jesus' name. If you have a desire right now, if you have a desire right now to know more, to experience more, receive him now. He might be saying to you, write out that check, bless that person, do it. He might be saying, go and bake a batch of scones and take it around the corner to a friend, neighbor, someone who's ill, then do it. But do what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do. And as you are obedient in the first thing, he'll give you another assignment. And that another assignment, and another assignment. And you'll find that his presence and his power will keep growing in your life. Lay your hands on the sick. Lay your hands on the sick, and they shall recover in Jesus' name. But be obedient to what he's calling you. Just begin to bask the rest of the day. Begin to bask in his presence as he fills you with more of his power. I pray for the power for gifts to be released, Father. Power to operate in our gifts. In Jesus' name, receive his gifts now. Receive his power in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, just as you commissioned us, so I commission your people today to go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the power of Jesus. Be released to break new ground, to break open new territory. Go and preach Jesus. Go and lay your hands on the sick and heal the sick. Go and cast out demons in Jesus' name. Church, arise. This is your time to make Jesus known and to make him famous. Today we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We celebrate his anointing and we celebrate his commissioning as we go forth with praise and with power. I declare that Stroud Christian Fellowship will not be the same. As we enter in and receive the Holy Spirit today and his power, he will move us onto another level. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.